For decades, up and into the 20th century, patches of showy Indian clover grew wild scattered across the North Coast headlands, a popular food source for the Native American populations. But by the 1980s, the plant was believed to have gone extinct, until Peter Connors happened onto one growing on a hillside somewhere near Occidental back in 1993.
One individual plant, a stem coming up, forking into two branches with three or four heads of clover flowers, either open or beginning to bud. That was the extent of a population of a plant as rare as a plant can be.
Connors, now retired, was then a researcher and reserve manager at the Bodega Marine Lab, out for an afternoon walk with no expectation he'd see anything unusual.
Anyone who has botany as a hobby or a profession wanders around looking at every plant and trying to identify everything you see. So it was easy enough to suddenly notice, wow, here's a big spectacular clover that I don't know. And although I didn't have a book with me, I was pretty sure that that matched the characteristics of showy Indian clover.
So he took immediate steps to protect the surviving specimen.
I took the initiative of protecting the plant with a chicken wire cage that I fashioned and then held into the ground with some wire stakes, because I could see that part of the plant had already been eaten by an herbivore, a rabbit or a deer.
Despite a couple of scares over the next few weeks, the plant survived, and Connors was able to collect seeds from it before the clover, an annual, died back at the end of the summer. It never grew again, but with those seeds, he has been able to propagate additional generations of the extremely rare but no longer extinct clover.
I was able to germinate those in our greenhouse at the laboratory, grow them into good, healthy plants, collect seeds from those, and then I could begin doing some experimental studies. So now I have what we would call a large population of seeds, but they've all been descendants of this one individual original plant.
3 years after his original discovery, Connors also found a second patch of the same rare clover on a coastal bluff in Marin County. But he says this patch looks significantly different.
This one is a little different in plant architecture. The original plant I'd found was a very upright plant, reaching a height of 2 to 3 feet. This coastal bluff form that I found instead is a very low plant.
Both populations appear strong and healthy today, and Connor notes with modest pride that showy Indian clover has now graduated. It's now considered to be merely an endangered species.
It's an endangered species that exists in the wild in one natural population, the one on the coastal bluffs in Marin County. It exists in a few experimental populations and in these collections of seeds. So I think we've reached the point where we can say, well, it's not going to go extinct.
To ensure that, a botanist at the Point Reyes National Seashore has been working to reestablish the plant there. Last month, some very small test areas, each about a yard square, were carefully burned to see if that traditional method of managing the clover and ensuring its propagation is still viable. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.